Morning has broken.
My name is Lucy Cooper. I've spent 10 years now making award-winning podcasts and documentaries, such as What is Scotland Hiding?, Cultural Appropriation at Halloween, and Peter Ustinov, Not Just a Pretty Face. Now I'm turning my attention to religion, the religion of my childhood, Christianity. As flag bearer for the local brownies at Sunday service, I saw a lot of things when the flag wasn't in the way. I heard a lot of things, some great sermons, inspiring stories. I met a lot of kind people, nans mostly, but I always left feeling uplifted. But it's not 1990 anymore, and I had to leave the brownies. My decision. The world has changed. We're living in less innocent, more narcissistic times. And so I ask you, is there room for God in a world of bum implants and super yachts? I got in touch with three vicars who work in parishes in the northeast of England, and I asked if I could interview them. This show focuses on them and those around them in their everyday lives over the course of a year to find out what keeps them working for the man upstairs. God. My name is Lucy Cooper, and this is God's Work. A whole year after I started making my visits to the northeast, I was invited to attend the annual Northeast Vicar of the Year Awards at Durnsley Castle, home of Bishop Cath Clarke, who would be hosting the event. I couldn't believe a year had passed, but it had. So here I was, and here it was. So there it was, a glittering night in the social calendar of any priest from the northeast. All three of the priests in this show were nominated for the prestigious award, won in 2018, by the ever-modest Reverend Bill Tintsey. I joined Bill and his curate Rebecca Dernan as they entered the event.
Oh, it's freezing in here, isn't it?
It is a bit drafty, yeah.
It was like this last year. I think Bishop Cath turns the radiators off during the day. You should never turn the radiators off in a castle. The heat's out the door before you finish your cornflakes.
So, Bill, you're the reigning Northeast Vicar of the Year. How do you fancy your chances this time around?
Why not? I'm no worse than I was last year, so, you never know.
Yeah, and you've got Rebecca here supporting you?
Yes, that's right.
Unfortunately, my son Jamie got caught up in college stuff, so...
Like you did last year, you mean?
Well, you know what students are like, that's...
The thing is about Jamie, he's a right ungrateful little...
Right, let's go through, shall we?
Come on. Bill, lovely to see you again.
Oh, hello, Mr. Bigweather. Lucy, this is Henry Bigweather. His family sponsor, the Northeast Vicar of the Year. He's the owner of Bigweather Hall, Bigweather Farms...
Bigweather Spoons by the roundabout.
Buy best... by Bigweather.
He knows the catchphrase. Lucy, it's lovely to make your acquaintance. I'm chairman of the voting committee.
So? He's chairman of the voting committee.
Reports say that you knocked it out of the park again this year, Bill. They say you vicared like you never vicared before.
Oh, how lovely. Who said that?
Just some guys I met. Now, look, if you'll excuse me, I'll catch you all later, but Bill... don't be surprised if you hear your name called again later this evening. Wink, wink.
Oh, dear me.
He didn't even say hello to me. Cheek.
Do you know him?
No, but my mum's dog and his dog are brothers.
Bishop Cath. Lucy, Bishop Cath is someone you must meet. She's one in a million.
We were just saying that Bill could take the crown again this year, Bishop Cath. Not that you can give anything away.
Well, I'm sworn to secrecy, of course. Plus, I really don't know. The committee decides and they keep me very much in the dark. You want to guess how many jelly beans in my jar?
Excuse me?
We've got a number of games about the place. This one's a very old-fashioned one I rather like. Guess how many jelly beans in this jar? There's a cash prize. Plus, you get the jelly beans, of course.
Aye, okay, yes, love to.
That sounds fun.
Okay, well...
what do you reckon, boss?
Well, I don't know. I mean, there's hundreds, aren't there, like...
150. 10,000.
Why don't we say... okay, 400, 450.
Happy to be led, happy to be led.
Write the number down there and pop a pound in the pot.
Okay.
So, Bishop Cath, can I ask you, what makes an outstanding Vicar of the Year, in your opinion?
Oh, well, many things. Tenacity... compassion.
That's Bill, isn't it? I mean, that's basically Bill.
Oh, Rebecca, leave it out.
Well...
Bishop Cath just said she doesn't decide anything. Come on, let's go and see what the buffet is like. I'm starving.
Right behind you, Chief.
The pounds in the pot.
As I was saying, Lucy, tenacity, compassion, love of the job, and love of God. All these things are taken into account when choosing North East Vicar of the Year.
How possible is it, though, to measure one vicar's love of God against another?
Very possible, Lucy, when the vicar is me, because I love him the most. Sorry, no, I'm just joking.
Richard.
Sorry, Julian. Sorry we're late, by the way. I'm having a spot of bother with my car at the minute to make the most terrible noise. Bishop Cath! Gosh, you look very well this evening. Like you've had a 3-day weekend in Bath or somewhere.
I'm not deciding the winner, Richard.
No, that was a genuine compliment. Sorry, I'm really not bothered about winning. I'm here to support my fellow vicars and my community with enthusiasm and a selfless spirit. Ooh, any chance of turning the radiators up in here, Bishop Cath? It's absolutely freezing.
They're on. They've been on all day. It's a castle. They're naturally cold.
Bishop Cath. Oh, please tell Richard he should at least be excited about the possibility of winning. He's done an amazing amount of work at our community, and he deserves any award that's going. But he won't hear of it.
Well, to be honest, winning was very much my vibe in South Kensington. I was a bit competitive back in the day, and it got me into trouble once or twice. I'm not proud of this, but I once wrestled Richard Branson to the floor in a game of Twister.
Oh, boy.
Yes, I still get flashbacks. His beard got stuck in my belt and...
Speaking of party games, would you like to guess how many jelly beans in this jar?
I love games like that.
Cath! Lovely to see you again. And this must be Reverend Richard Crisp. Delighted to meet you. I've heard so much about you, old chap.
Oh, really?
Yes, from some very impressed parishioners in Sunderland West.
We're very pleased to have him, Mr. Bigwither. Oh, I am Julian. I'm on St. Cuthbert's PCC.
Hello, Julian. Lovely to meet you. So, tell me, Reverend, what would you do with the cash prize if you won?
Oh, he's adamant that the award is not for him.
A cash prize?
Yes. The North East Vicar of the Year not only gets the title, we also have a nice little cash prize of £250.
£250, which you could give to charity. Or keep for yourself. It's really up to you.
Excuse me, everyone. I've got to do the rounds with my beans.
Yeah, Cath, I'll come with you. As far as the bar. Oh, and on the QT, though, Vicar, I wouldn't be surprised if they end up calling your name out tonight.
£250? I didn't know there was money involved. Julian, do you know what that means?
You can give it to charity.
I can get that new rear differential for the Rolls Royce.
Richard.
I know it sounds silly, but it's not a selfish thing, I promise you. I really need it for the car. A vicar needs a car, Julian. Where did Henry go? We need to follow him. Make sure he doesn't get his head turned by some fancy so-and-so from Jesmond.
Richard, you sound like a young woman on Love Island.
I feel like a young woman on Love Island, Julian. If that young woman had been waiting for years to get a new differential for a classic Rolls Royce that she inherited from her father, I am her. Now, come on.
Excuse me.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Hi, I'm Reverend Wilson Pan.
Julian Ford. Nice to meet you, Reverend.
Likewise. Lucy, I am not talking to this man.
He means me. Hi, I'm Guy.
I am Julian. Nice to meet you.
I forgot to get his special robes from the cleaners.
Oh, say it like it's nothing. Say it like, oh, I forgot to put the garbage out. It's so much bigger than that guy.
I think you look very nice, Reverend Pan.
Well, thank you, Julian. But that's not the point. The point is that Guy knows this is my big night, and he had one job, and he did not do it.
Noodle, I forgot. It just slipped my mind.
Well, I'm sorry, but I just don't believe that. I think this is too much for you, Guy. I'm in the spotlight now, and you can't take it. I knew this would happen. I'm Jennifer Garner, and you're her first husband. The one before Ben Affleck. The one no one knows.
Wilson, please, you need to calm down.
Lucy, see what happens when one half of a power couple gets more powerful. Guy always said he'd support me through thick and thin, but when push comes to shove, it's all a big load of ham.
Oh, Noodle, I'm sorry. I said I was sorry.
Lucy, this is why I stay single. Life is much simpler when you only have to answer to yourself and a ginger Tom called Humphrey.
Over at the bar, Bill's curate Rebecca Dernan and Reverend Wilson Penn were sharing stories over a drink or two. Or six, in Rebecca's case. Not that I'm one to judge. I got so nervous at Podfest 2012 that I drank neat vodka and tried to French a man I thought was producer Ira Glass.
He doesn't understand me.
Oh, no. Who?
Guy, my partner. He thinks it's no big deal that he forgets to pick up my robe, but it was a big deal to me.
If you ask me, he sounds like a right
If I was you, I'd say, listen, you little... If you don't appreciate me, then you'll wake up one morning and there'll be a... in your... Do you understand
Sorry
me?
Sorry to interrupt you, Rebecca. Look, I just want to remind you, when you swear, I'll have to beep it, so...
Do you know what age I was when I said my first swear, Lucy?
I don't.
Six. And do you know why that was? Because some little goody-two-shoes head girl was acting like a...
Okay, I think someone may have had one glass of cider too many.
Don't patronise me, Bill. I'm fine. I'm very mellow. This guy here will tell you what's your name again.
Wilson. And honey, I think it'd be a good idea if you just maybe went and got some air. It might help a little.
I don't need air. I have never needed air once in my whole life. I'm going to go and find these people who are voting for the winner and I'm going to slap him on the head and say, vote for Bill, because he's the best.
Oh, please don't do that.
I'm doing it, Bill. Don't try and stop us or punch you in the face. Oh!
Should we help her up?
I'm fine. I'm already fine.
I'm sorry, everyone. I think it'd be best if I take Rebecca outside for a bit.
I'm all good, Bill. You don't need to help. Whoa! Why am I flying?
You're not flying, you silly goose. I'm carrying you.
Call it what you like, Bill. It feels like flying. I'm an angel.
Bill carried Rebecca outside to get some air, and I made my guess at the jelly beans in the jar. 3006. I have some depth perception issues. Tensions were running high as the award was soon to be announced. I caught up with Guy and Wilson in the piano lounge.
Neil, come to
Lucy, can you believe they have a pianist at this event and they haven't asked me to sing?
Neil, please.
Do I look like I'm ready to talk, Guy?
No.
That's because I'm not.
Oh, Noodle.
Are you okay, Guy?
Yes. No. The reason I forgot his robe today was because... Hang on. Let me just find it. Here we go. It's because of this.
Is that an engagement ring?
Yeah. I'm hopefully going to ask Wilson to marry me tonight.
Hopefully.
I've been trying to find a moment to ask Wilson to marry me for a long time. I almost asked him 2 years ago, but then one of his parishioners died. I mean... It didn't feel like quite the right time. Then I was going to ask him last year and there was a fire at the church hall and it didn't feel like quite the right time. And then on Valentine's Day, I accidentally locked him in the car for 5 hours when I went to the jeweller's, got the champagne, you know, generally set the scene and forgot all about him. He was very, very angry. So it didn't feel like quite the right time.
Have you encountered prejudice from the church in the time that you've been together?
You could say that. I've had to pretend to be Wilson's friend, his co-worker, and on one occasion, his brother. It's complicated. If we do get married, there's a very real chance that Wilson will lose his job.
So, what are you going to do?
I really don't know.
You want to guess how many jelly beans in my jar?
No! Thank you.
I managed to steal a moment with Henry Bigwither, the sponsor of the North East Vicar of the Year Award and heir to the Bigwither Estate. Henry has variously been described as lucky and tall.
I'm here with Henry Bigwither, who's sponsoring tonight's event. Are you having a good time, Henry?
Oh, great question, Lucy. I am having the time of my life. Hey, late of the year.
Really? Great. So, Henry, tell me, why do you sponsor this event?
Great question, Lucy. I think for us, it's all about giving back, inspiring the people who inspire us. That's a lovely blouse you've got on there, by the way. Is it silk?
No, it's a blend.
Hmm.
Do you go to church yourself, Henry?
And that is another great question, Lucy. And the answer is, I'm a Christmas, Easter, wedding, funeral kind of churchgoer. All the fun stuff, you know? No, but seriously. I love what these guys do. See you in a bit, okay?
Okay, thanks, bye.
Lucy, did he mention me? Did he say how the voting was going? Who's in, who's out, who's up, who's down? Did he mention me?
What?
Richard, I do not like what is happening to you this moment.
What? What did I do?
I believe we might be seeing some of the old Richard Crisp, competitive and out for what he can get.
Julian, I really need that rear differential. It's not like I get offered £250 prize money every day.
Well, if you feel this is what you must do...
I feel it's what I have to do, Julian. That was my father's car. It was the one thing he wanted me to have. If I don't get the money to fix it, I'll have to sell it. And then what do I drive? Some kind of Vauxhall?
I am going outside.
Fine.
With Julian gone, Richard focused on following Henry into the toilet. I wasn't allowed in there, so I went and caught up with Bill outside.
I don't know what I'm going to do with her. Sick between two wheelie bins. You've got yourself into a right state, madam.
I know. Leave us, Bill. They'll need you inside. Even if you don't win, you've still got to present your award. They'll need you on stage, man.
I'm going to go and get you some water. Stay there.
You okay?
I've been better. Did you get it? Been.
But honestly, no, I'm fine. Thanks very much. Are you upset that you're missing the evening?
No. It's always been a dream of mine to get dressed up in formal wear and end the evening covered in my own vomit. And tonight, Lucy, that dream has come true.
Here we go. Water. Now get that down you.
Thanks, Bill. Bill, you shouldn't be outside with me. Get back in there.
No, I'm not leaving you. If I'm not there, I'm not there. Oh, Rebecca. I'm sorry. Have I upset you?
No, you haven't. Not at all. Look at us, Bill. Look at me. I've puked. I'm stuck between two weedy bins. There's some kind of smell coming from one of them that's a cross between death and a fart. And you're staying with me?
Of course I'm staying with you, you silly goose. You're my family.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
He's my family. Lucy, he's my family. And you're sort of family now as well, aren't you? Like a little second cousin or something.
Thanks.
Right. I'm going to take this girl home. Are you ready, Rebecca?
Yep.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, let's go. Bill?
Yeah?
I'm honestly stuck between these bins. Give us a hand, man.
Oh, yeah, of course. There you go.
Home time.
Bill escorted Rebecca home with a quick pit stop at Big Burgers on the high street. It was a dull end to a glamorous evening, which neither of them expected, and yet that is what happened. And frankly, it's a better end to an evening than going home with a man who you mistakenly believe produces This American Life. Back to the awards, and I stood with Henry Bigwither and Richard Crisp, who was by this point in the evening a dangerous mixture of excited and competitive, like Meghan Markle on her wedding day. Would Richard take the title and much-needed cash prize? Bishop Cath took to the stage to make the announcement. The anticipation in the audience was palpable. I remember feeling that same sense as a teenager when the Year 10 French exchange students would visit. Unfortunately for me, I was left with Gregor Dubac, who never wore any trousers but got on well with my mum.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Best of luck, Richard. Wink, wink.
Thank you for your patience.
Thanks, Henry.
As we all know, we have a tradition at the North East Vicar of the Year Award that last year's winner hands the award to this year's winner. Unfortunately, Reverend Bill Tinsey has been called away on urgent business. We're never off the clock, are we? So we're delighted that our sponsor, Henry Bigwither of Bigwither Farms, will now be presenting the award.
Thank you, Cuth. What an honour it is to present this award. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, by best, by Bigwither. And I can now reveal the winner is Reverend Wilson Penn.
Oh, my goodness, I won. But I thought he said I won. He said, wink, wink, Lucy. You heard him, didn't you? Why would you say wink, wink to someone who hadn't won?
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my golly. Thank you. Thank you, Henry. Thank you, all of you. Oh, I love being a vicar. I do. I just love it. Every day I face a new challenge. Every day I make a new friend. And every day I'm brought closer to God. Closer to myself, and closer to the reason I was put on this earth. So I'm lucky. I've lots of things in my life that bring me joy. Music, theater, friendship. But being a vicar allows me to give joy, to be joy. And getting an award for that is, well, I'm not going to lie, it's awesome. But you know what? Working in my parish is this moment every day. So thank you. Oh, before I go, sorry, I do have something really important I'd like to ask someone. It's something I've been wanting to ask for a very long time.
Oh, my goodness. He's going to ask me.
Could we please get the radiators turned up? Because it's so cold in here.
They're on. They've been on all day.
Thank you.
It's a castle.
Oh, and thank you to Guy as well. Thank you, Guy. Thank you.
I left Wilson to celebrate his win and hoped to get a ride home with Richard, who was still reeling from his non-win. I wanted to get him to go via Big Burgers. I never eat when I'm on the clock, but the clock had stopped and I was hungry. But little did I know that more drama was about to unfold.
Julian must be out here somewhere.
Richard, can I ask you, were you upset not to have won tonight?
Well, it would have been useful, but what's annoying is the principle of the thing. What was all that wink-wink stuff about? Can you imagine if everyone went around wink-winking at award ceremonies at the Oscars? Hey, Meryl, we're about to announce Best Actress. Wink-wink. Where's my car?
Where did you park it?
Here. I parked it here under the street lamp. Where is it?
Are you sure you parked it here?
Yes, I'm sure I parked it here. It's been stolen.
Richard.
Julian.
I had it taken away.
Why would you do that?
Tony from the garage took it.
Why would Tony from the garage steal my car?
No, he didn't steal the car, Richard. I asked him to take it.
Why?
Jelly beans.
Are you drunk, Julian? Tell the truth, that punch was stronger than it looked, wasn't it? I thought Bishop Kath looked half cut when she did her big speech.
No, I wonder, guess how many jelly beans in the jar competition?
Right.
And the prize was cash. Quite a lot, actually. So I called Tony and arranged for him to fit the new...
Rear differential. Why would you do that?
I just don't want you to have to drive a Vauxhall, Richard.
That's the sweetest thing anyone's ever said to me.
Your father gave you that car. Of course you should keep it.
Are you crying, Richard?
Yes, a bit. Sorry, but that's a very kind thing to do, Julian. I didn't expect that.
I know you didn't. And that's why I wanted to do it. And also because you're my Vicar of the Year.
Julian.
Is that better than taking home the actual award, Richard?
Maybe. Hard to say, obviously, without holding the actual award. But...
Jellybean?
Oh, go on then. Thank you.
That means there's 782 left. And now... 781.
Julian had saved the day, but my lift home was gone. So I decided to make a night of it and headed back inside the castle, where I found Wilson and Guy celebrating.
I still can't believe it. I won!
Why do you think you won, Wilson?
Oh, how long have you got? He did musicals with underprivileged kids. He got a famous West End star to come and sing.
I survived my mom visiting.
You should have been knighted for that.
Honestly, I don't know why I won. I'm just very happy that I did. Okay, you two, a toast to tonight, to the honour of winning, and to Miss Lucy and her documentary, and to my guy, who I love more than anything else in the world.
I love you too.
Cheers.
Cheers. Mm. Very nice.
Do you think that the win shows the church is more open and inclusive when it comes to gay vicars?
Maybe. I really don't know, Lucy. You know, do I feel like I can be out and proud in every situation I'm in? No. Did I feel like I could acknowledge Guy as my partner when I won? No. Oh, what is it with me tonight? I'm phrasing everything as a question.
You do that all the time.
Do I?
It must be very frustrating having to deny your partner for the greater good.
Yeah. And obviously I'm not happy about that. But the best thing I can do, I think anyway, is to just keep being fantastic at my job. So fantastic that it's undeniable. No matter who I love. Now let me go and get another bottle of
noodles. Let me get it. It's your midnight.
No, Guy. I insist. I was in such a bad mood with you earlier, and I shouldn't have been. So, you forget my robe. Big deal. Who's always there for me when I need him? Who understands when I put work first? You, Guy. You. Every time.
So you didn't ask him?
No.
Why not, Guy?
It just didn't feel like quite the right time.
When is the right time? Is that time now? If not now, when? And where? And who? And when? God is everywhere, isn't he? And he's not judging anyone. So why can't a man ask another man to marry him? Because people other than God are standing in that man's way. Speaking of two men, Julian had texted me to say that Richard picked up his car and it was running like a dream. So what have I learned from this year? 4 seasons, 3 vicars, 2 vicars of the year, 1 God. I came into this project wanting to know why these people loved God so much. And the answer is, I don't know. Because one's relationship with one's God is exactly that. It's one's. It's bespoke, like a table one intricately crafts, or one asks a woodworker to craft for one because one doesn't have the relevant skills to craft it oneself. Our vicars are these woodworkers. Their big tools, their Bibles, and their boundless enthusiasm for spreading the word of God. You may be wanting to know, have I found Jesus? No. He's a bit like my cousin Bernard. I never really spend time with him outside of Christmas. I've been Lucy Cooper, and this is God's Work. God's Work was written by Louise Ford and Yasmin Akram and was produced by Claire Broughton. It featured Rowan Atkinson, Gillian Bevan, Victoria Elliott, Louise Ford, Trevor Fox, Rudolph Walker, and Mike Wozniak. God's Work is a Hattrick production for BBC Radio 4.